Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we're going to talk about the WWE star who is set for a long overdue gimmick change.
An ex-WCW announcer is trying to block Ric Flair's wrestling return.
We have the latest on AEW and MJF, including backstage reactions and more.
And Jeff Hardy might be bringing an old gimmick back to AEW. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
And before we kick this thing off, we want to give a big birthday shout out
Happy
to our
birthday.
Friend Yasmir Hall, celebrating their birthday today, watches us every day. Thank you so much for your support. We hope you have a tremendous birthday. Anyway, we're going to kick things into our first story here, gimmick change in WWE. Who's the first person currently active on WWE television that screams, I need a gimmick change to you? Because the answer to the, my answer to the question,
it's Madcap Moss.
Is Madcap Moss, and that's who we're talking about here. This comes from WrestlingNews.co. It's Paul Davis coming through with the report. Madcap Moss, there have been pitches made to switch up this guy's presentation. That includes potentially getting rid of all the comedy, the dad jokes, new gear, new entrance music, pitches flying across the place. No word on whether or not any of them have actually been settled on yet, but it would be a necessary change, I think. Last week, on SmackDown, he got beaten up by Baron Corbin with a steel chair. You give me a look, what's going on?
Just because Baron Corbin genuinely made one of the best jokes that they've made. What do you do when Madcap Moss gets injured? Send him to the hospital.
Yeah, I mean,
well played, sir.
As far as their bar goes, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And they don't just set to bar. Yeah, oh no.
Yeah.
Myself sad.
Madcap Moss is getting repackaged as Sheamus, is the scoop coming out of this.
Fortnite.
But no, that seems to be the direction.
Here's an idea. Why don't you call him Riddick Moss again? Because that's his name.
It was his original name.
Did they come back and call him just Moss?
Yeah.
You can't call him just
or
Moss.
They call him
Moss. Like, Moss is a thing. Like, I get some of the other stuff when they just go, Riddle. I know Riddle's a thing, but Riddle's like, ooh, I can make you a little Riddle. What do you get? Can you solve this Riddle? Whereas Moss is like, oh, I've left a rock outside for a bit.
I'm a green growth.
I mean, what about tag team with the Rock? The Rock
soggy.
And Moss.
The Rock, boom. The Rock and Moss.
The Rock and Moss connection.
Shut up.
Sorry. But yes, I think you're right. I think I watched him cut that promo about like, oh, I'm bloody fed up of Corbin on SmackDown before he got his neck ruined by Corbin. And he was trying to do his little patter.
Cervical contusion?
Yeah, he died on his arse.
Yeah.
Him just trying to be like, oh, what a bell. And everyone's like, I don't care. So yeah, he might as well repackage him.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic specimen.
He's a beast of a man. And like, yeah, when they split up from Corbin in April, it was like, all right, cool, something new, something different. It was like, his shtick was that it was so lame, it was annoying, like the suspenders, the dress shoes, the shorts. It was like, oh, okay, like, yeah, crap jokes, whatever, but he's doing it on purpose to kind of be like, oh, it's all hilarious. That doesn't work as a babyface, so why did he keep doing it? It's really weird.
I did like the idea of championship suspenders as a pitch, though, on SmackDown.
Yeah, that's a funny idea.
Take that. But yeah, go away, come back as Riddick Moss and just be, because he's a really good wrestler.
Yeah.
Come back as that and not the wacky crap jokes box.
Yeah, do something fun. Yeah, do something new. Yeah,
he's going to be called Moss. I don't know why I'm even bothering this. Anyway,
speaking
of potential wrestling returns, Ric Flair, what year is it? This news story broke over the weekend. I believe it was covered by either Phil and Gareth or Phil and Gareth and Andrew Pollard, who does our news on the Sunday, regarding him potentially returning to the wrestling ring. There was speculation a while back when there was him training in a ring with Jay Lethal. It seemingly was confirmed over the weekend with him potentially tagging with FTR against the Rock and Roll Express and a partner to be confirmed. This was all reported on Wrestling Observer Radio. This despite those obvious health issues we've reported on a lot in the past. Kidney failure that almost led to his death in August 2017. But now, former WCW announcer Chris Cruz has written to the Maryland State Athletic Commission urging them not to sanction Ric Flair's comeback. He talked about it on a lengthy post on Facebook, citing Flair's ill health, alcohol problems, and age as the reasons he objects to him wrestling again. Yeah. I think I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway, Andy. How do you feel about a Ric Flair return to the wrestling ring?
It's obviously something I never need to see, right? Guy's 73 years old.
It was one of the most perfect retirement angles I think they ever did.
Yeah, and then he came back in Impact like...
2 weeks later.
Yeah, 2 weeks later. Yeah, there you go, or whatever it was. It kind of goes without saying that I don't want to see it. The problem with all of this is that wrestling is a carny business. And look, regardless of what goes on, someone would book this.
Yeah.
And that's kind of sick because I think the people putting on these matches do have a duty of care.
That's what the Athletic Commission should be there for, yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. But the problem is, like, not every state is... Like, wrestling is not regulated in every state by an Athletic Commission. And some carny... Goober guy who promotes
a promoter looking to make a quick buck's gonna go like
exactly
it's not my risk.
So if Ric Flair wants to do it, he'll be able to do it somewhere is the thing. I think that I'm not the guy who usually sits here and goes do this with your body, don't do this, blah blah blah. I don't like to play like police people's careers in that regard, but there are obviously extreme circumstances with Ric Flair and his health, and I would not put it this way. I personally would not be comfortable supporting any kind of comeback unless he's been given the most rigorous medical checks of all time, which I'm dubious as to whether or not he passed them. So, yeah.
We all wanted to see Bryan Danielson, back in a wrestling ring, but I doubt if they'd have said, you know, prior to them saying all these doctors have cleared him, we wouldn't be like, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
worry about it. Ultimately, same applies here.
Ultimately, it's got to come down to medical professionals, doesn't it? Like, not just, like, internet people like us.
And fair play to Chris, you know, pointing, you know, he's worried about a former, you know, colleague, a friend, you know, wrestling legend. I know we've got all the stuff that happened outside of the ring. It's a completely separate conversation. Regardless, this is an old guy risking it all for what? I'm sure, you know, you always have that buzz. You always want to return to the wrestling ring. But sometimes that decision's got to be taken out of your hands.
Yeah, 100%. And like,
it's like when boxers return to the ring and I'm like... Stop it.
Tap it out.
Someone needs to have a word here.
I do not see a single benefit of this, put it that way. Anyway, MJF and AEW. Lot of stuff going around this weekend, but Fightful Select, as usual, cutting right through all the nonsense with a new report and some updates on the situation.
No crap.
Just sap. There we go. Remember when he did the thing? That was cool. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Right. Details. Whatever. There hasn't been word of like any straight up outright negotiations between the two sides yet, as in AEW and MJF, or a potential new contract. However, overtures have been made to MJF in that regard. He hasn't yet addressed them, but there we go. No formal discussions as of yet, it seems, or no reports or word or formal discussions, it should be said. But as we reported the other day, MJF is still a bit frustrated about his pay. Came in on a lower deal, loads of people have come in who want more, he's now one of the top guys in the company, wants more, understandable on his behalf. It is stated here that one talent has told Fightful that while Tony Khan keeps these details kind of close to the vest, understandably, TK, the AEW president, would be willing to open up the checkbook and pay MJF comparable to other top stars in the company, although that would almost like certainly require some form of extension rather than renegotiation.
Yeah, fair.
Now, some other contracts in AEW have been reworked in that way in the past, so it's not completely off the table. On MJF's side, He's not trying to boost his pay without an extension because he understands that that's not how it works. This comes without confirmation from AEW, but AEW doesn't comment publicly on matters of this nature. Now, as far as the backstage reaction goes, there are people within AEW who feel that MJF is performing at a level above his current contract and above his current pay grade, while others believe that reconfiguring a deal before it expires might set a dangerous precedent, despite the new workings we mentioned earlier on. So yeah, this situation continues to rumble on and on and on. Personally, I'd be quite surprised if we saw a resolution to this in 2022, unless TK comes along and goes, here's an offer you can't refuse, and MJF goes, fair play. I think that this guy's going to wait a while until WWE can come in with an offer, which would be early 2024 when his contract expires. So the situation continues, but we'll see how it plays out. Some new information here.
Yeah, really interesting this. Pay the guy, he deserves it, but also I get that they also try to balance the books with new TV deals at the end of this year. So we may not find out any more about it until then, or like you say, even into 2024 when MJF's contract expires. But it's going to be one of the biggest stars in wrestling if isn't already that in the next few years. And AEW and WWE, understandably, despite the fact that they probably wouldn't know what to do with him or try and do a scripted version of that, basically, might not work. But WWE got any sense, he's one of the biggest potential worldwide stars in world in wrestling. So yeah, why wouldn't they want to get him? So AEW should try and tie him down and yeah, pay him what he deserves to earn. But like you say, it can be very interesting to see how this rolls on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jeff Hardy, sticking with AEW, has talked on the AEW Unrestricted podcast about reprising his Willow character in AEW.
Should have brought in an umbrella that we could twirl.
Yeah, I was lucky that though.
Ooh. Yeah. Dodgy.
So Hardy stated, chatting to Aubrey Edwards and Tony Schiavone, that reintroducing the character wouldn't involve AEW's House of Black stable, but it could still feature in Tony Khan's promotion. He said, yes, of course, there is a chance, that Willow could appear in AEW, but not with the House of Black. He is inside of me, basically, and that's it. When he comes out to play, he comes out, and it's going to be exciting. I haven't really had much experience with Willow. I've just seen bits of when he was in TNA, for example. But how do you feel about all this? They've done a bit of a variety of them, haven't they? They brought Jeff Hardy. Yeah. They've had Jeff Hardy's Jeff Hardy. They've had him as part of the Hardys, and Willow's obviously another option.
Yeah, Jeff's a very creative guy. I mean, that's quite clear from his wrestling career.
And his music career.
Yeah. Peroxygen. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Or just Peroxygen? Yeah. So, like, the guy...
My profession.
Yeah, the guy's got a lot of ideas creatively for his character and his direction in every aspect of life, it seems. And some of them are going to hit, some of them are not going to hit. That's just how the creative process works. Willow, personally, it's not really for me, but it is for a lot of other people. So, I'm not going to sit here and go, you are wrong. If you like it, fair play, we can enjoy different things. they would have to be quite smart with its implementation. Tony Khan has commented in the past that one of the biggest mistakes he's made as a promoter was letting Matt Hardy teleport around the ring. So they couldn't do anything, you know, that stretches the borders of reality to that extent. But hey, if Jeff's able to work it into like a form that is consistent with accepted pro wrestling psychology, why not?
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree. Like you say, I think the moment Matt Hardy did the thing, we were like, what?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
it's a dangerous balance.
It was his first night as well, wasn't it? And it was like, you're teleporting already, brother. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the Hardys have had a fun run.
Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Would you like to see Willow in AEW? And whilst you do that, we'll move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, we're going to get in touch with this. First question today comes from Dreg Life, who says, what is your most underrated faction in wrestling? For example, I feel like The Flock with Raven, Saturn and Kidman were fun to watch. Shout out to Big Reese when he joined too. They put in work in the ring and on the mic that entertained. Good shout, man.
Yeah, good shout. I'm going to go for current one because I don't feel like the baddies are getting enough credit.
Oh, they are in this room.
Yeah, I think they're tremendous. I know all they've done is hang out backstage. They've had one trios match and they had the in-ring segment on Rampage this past week, but they have instant chemistry on the camera, clearly having a great time working together. The ring entrance the other week, everything fits in place, it's perfect, they've worked on it clearly, and it's just like a really good way to take two undercard wrestlers who are still, you know, very early in their development, Red Velvet and Kira Hogan, and placing them with a genuine star in Jay Cargill, because that's what she is.
Smart Mark's only slowly going to have more and more injuries to carry around with all the people he's managing.
I like the evolution of that as well, because Smart Mark has just become this goober that they can insult. I think it's
he's
going
to be
fun.
In a full body cast by the time Double or Nothing.
Oh, 100%, 100%. And like all three of them, Kira Hogan, Red Velvet, Jade Cargill, like their best years are far ahead of them. It's really good stuff. Sensational.
I want to be in the baddie section, but Andy Murray... Cut the shit, Andy. We all know the most underrated faction is the Straight Edge Society. I'd love them back in the day. They deserve so much more. And yeah, I loved when he just do his like sermons in the middle of was it a Royal Rumble and maybe an Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Loved all that. I wonder what happened to Serena from the Straight Edge Society.
She
was quite good, wasn't she? Wrath of Trigon gives us our second question of the day. Fantasy book your own promotions champions. We might have already asked this to Phil, but I thought it'd be a good one to ask you. Fantasy book your own promotions champions using anyone in the world right now. So we've got a world champion, two mid-card champions, a woman's champion, and tag champs.
We'll work on this together.
AWA, that's the Andy and Adam Wrestling Association.
AWA.
Who are we having as a world champion then? I'm going to pitch MJF. Who would you like to partner with?
All right. Let's go for MJF. I think he's got everything. Mm-hmm. I think he's got everything.
Not your boy Eddie. You enjoyed him versus Ishii at the weekend.
Yeah, I do. But like, as much as I love Eddie Kingston, I think like sometimes... I hope he wins the big one someday, but he's such a great guy at losing, isn't he?
Yes. Like, it sounds bad, but I get
heartbreaking defeat is kind of like his speciality. So I think he should lose to MJF for that title.
Oh, okay, right. Mid-card, you've said mid-card times two, so I presume like a US and an Intercontinental champion. But our TNT, let's say.
Let's go for like a male mid-card title and a top women's champion.
Okay.
Let's do that. Someone pitched this to me.
We've got a women's champion as well, if you want to go there.
I missed it. I thought we'd missed it out. Chap who follows us on Twitter, Mikey, pitched the Butcher as a heel mid-card champion.
Oh, like, that's good. I'll give you
that's
that.
That's what we're going for. He's the inter-beef-tenental champion.
Who will I have as intercontinental? No, not an intercontinental, but just like a mid-card. Ooh.
Work rate. Let's do a work rate.
Work rate. Bron Breakker.
Work rate? What? I mean, fair play.
I tell you what, Cameron, baby, I love him as North American champion, so he's going to be our mid-card champion as well.
Sounds good.
Women's champ?
Women's champion, Serena Deeb. She needs a belt.
Yeah.
She needs a belt.
She's fine with the title of Double or Nothing.
She is,
yeah. Good.
And she's so great between the ropes. Like, I love the professor character. She's so awesome.
And do you know who she beats to win the belt?
Who's that?
Tiffany Estrada.
Oh. Wow.
Trying to do some cross promotion.
I thought we were doing something good here.
Tag team champions. Usos better, would you say?
Starks and Hobbs. The coolest men in wrestling.
Jesus!
Starks and Hobbs.
Oh!
They're so cool. Yeah. I want to hang out with them, but I don't because I just feel like a dweeb. Like, they're so awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. No arguments from me. I like that. Yeah. I really enjoyed that. More fantasy booking suggestions for us, please, in terms of our AWA promotion.
AWA.
We'll try and book our road to... I don't know what a WrestleMania would be called. We'll work on that.
Our AWA, sponsored by Mawam, of course.
Matthew gives us our final question of the day. Matthew says, have you noticed how Roman's old Shield theme sometimes plays over his new theme? Any idea why? Teasing a face turn, maybe. Would be great if you guys could find out why. Have a great day. I haven't noticed this, Andy.
I have not noticed this at all.
I thought I'd use this as a way to ask you that if you think that the Roman Reigns face turn is incoming. Got cheap shotted on SmackDown.
He did get cheap shotted on SmackDown. I definitely think that if they pulled it off, it would get the desired reaction because people are just so invested.
It's a lazy comparison, but it is The Rock becoming a babyface all back in the day.
Yeah, like
turn him heel because everyone wants him to not do well, basically.
Yeah, they've gotten to the point where if you're really locked into WWE programming, you probably love Roman Reigns, and that's earned. So now I think we're at a point, especially as him and Paul are kind of scripting it a little bit, where if they went back to him as a babyface, it would not be nowhere near as lame as it used to be when it didn't work. But with things like The Rock on the horizon at WrestleMania, I think he's going to be heel for a while.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. But yeah, he did seem to suggest on SmackDown, he's like, I've smashed everybody.
I've kicked everybody's ass.
Yeah, maybe time to switch over and have him fight some heels.
Yeah, but there's no one. He's kind of killed everyone. You're right. Yeah.
Like, apart from Cody and Drew.
The Codester, yeah.
Like, he's beat everybody. He's done the whole Hollywood.
Now beat everybody. Unless they did something like they shotted Braun Breaker up and did that.
Yeah. But no, not for me, not yet.
No, me neither, I agree.
Let's move on to today's and finally, and yes, everyone has probably sent you this, and thank you for everyone tagging us in this. Matt Hardy tweeting over the weekend, the new brood is reunited. It's got Andy's boy Gangrel in it, along with the Hardy boys. Lovely to see. Things you love to see. This.
Yeah. So now, not only do we have the House of Black, who are better than Judgment Day. Similar presentations. Also, we've got the new brood back as well. So sorry, Ed, you're in the mud.
Unlucky, mate. He did cost Gangrel a payday, so I'm not allowed this.
He did.
Yeah. Git.
Yeah.
Doing the brood entrance the week before Gangrel was going to be on AEW. They're like, yep.
How could you, Copeland?
Damn you!
I don't actually think Edge is a prick, by the way. Don't take
that. He's an Adam. He couldn't possibly be.
Yeah. Who's a bad Adam that we can think of?
Bad Adam Apple.
Adam and the Ants. I don't like ants. Why would you hang out with ants?
Yeah, you weirdo.
Freak.
Right, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. We're going to be reviewing SmackDown and Rampage and looking ahead to Monday Night Raw a little bit later on today as my chair squeaks its last fucking squeak. You can follow us all on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at...
Hurricane of Piss. That's what the H stands for. That's an adequate summary of this year's Scottish Premiership season, but you can follow me at Andy H. Murray. I got that the wrong way around.
You can follow me at Adam Wilborn, and that stands for Chesterfield have made the playoffs.
Aberdeen avoided the playoffs, the relegation playoffs. So we're both happy.
Yeah, one way or another. At What Culture WWE for all of us, as I said. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hurricane of Piss. Shout out to Malcolm Tucker.
Shout out to Piss.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.